Here we're talking about the ways to do the na'anuyim when you shake the lulav. So first it brings down that after every time that you go to either direction, when you come to that direction, you give it a shake. You give the lulav, you give a shake. And only after that, you bring it back. So you take it out, you shake it, and then you bring it back. The Rebbe brings down, also there is a issue. We don't shake when we say the name of Hashem. So when you say like, Hodu LaHashem. So you only shake when you say the word Hodu. But there was an issue over there. One of the rabbis said that the way you do it, it's like Hodu and LaHashem Ki. And the Rebbe doesn't agree with that. The Rebbe says, why would you want to change the name? Change it. It's not the pshat. It's Hodu LaShem. It's not Hodu LaShem Ki. That's not the pshat. So why would you want to change it that way? But the Rebbe says, especially the name of Hashem is Midas Rachamim, and Rachamim is towards the south. That's the east, to the right hand side. So it's Hodu LaShem because that's going to the. The first Na'anuyim goes to the south, to the Dorim. So here, there's a question after the end of the Hallel, do you shake twice when you say, Hoidu Lashem Ki Tov Kilom Chazde, by the second time? The Rebbe says, I didn't hear a clear instruction. There is room both ways. The Rebbe says, the only sefer he saw discussing this was Yalkut Avraham. And he says to just do, interpreted wrong. It's not whether you do two. Which one? Should we do the first Hoidu LaShem or the second Hoidu LaShem? And there's a svara to do it by the second one because that's the end. It finishes off. So maybe do it by the second one. But the other sefer, he says to do it by the first one. And the Rebbe brings down in the Siddur for Abshalom Sharabi, Rashash, only in the first one. We do it in the first one, the first Hoidu LaShem Ki Tov. But that the Rebbe discusses this, there's the different possibilities.